This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Many schools in the Chicago area started the year remotely. Now some are beginning to go back to some form of in-person learning. Amid the debate of returning to school buildings and whether staff are safe, some teachers say they've gotten comfortable with it and are glad to be back. WBEZ's Susie Ahn caught up with a couple teachers who returned to the classroom.
Lamont High School English teacher Angie DeWensing got used to teaching from our dining room. Her husband is also a teacher, and their three children have been tackling school from home. From time to time, DeWensing has had to step away from class to help her youngest child, who is in elementary school.
My students have been really good about if I need to step away for a second and like answer her questions. And so I think it's just about being honest.
She says the e-teaching experience has been much better than the spring. But now, things are changing again. Her school in the southwest suburbs is transitioning to a hybrid plan where she sees 25% of students in the building on a given day, while the other 75% learn at home. DeWensing is teaching both sets of kids simultaneously.
I think that that's the biggest thing. I think that we have some teachers that, you know, technology isn't a problem, so they got this. And then we have some teachers that are really struggling. And I feel like I'm one of those that got this teacher. So, you know, you got to make the best of it. You got to do what you got to do for the kids.
DeWensing says overall, the new plan is going well because of the smaller class size, and she's comfortable with the safety precautions the school is using. She has the flexibility to teach from home for part of the week to help her youngest daughter. When DeWensing's at school, the all-day mask wearing hasn't been a problem. She says the new way of moving around has started to feel normal. Now she's focused on getting kids back on track.
Kids lost education time from March on. There were kids that I didn't see once March happened and ISBE came out and said, we're not doing grades.
The state urged school districts to relax grades in the spring. Recouping lost learning has been a key part in some communities rallying for districts to reopen school buildings. It's been a contentious issue, and parents say they're frustrated with how long kids have to spend in front of the computer when they believe it's safe enough to return to the classroom. In many school districts, including Chicago, teachers have said they don't feel there's enough safety precautions in place to come back, like protective gear and repairs to old ventilation systems. But teacher Denise Butney says she feels safe and is glad to have students back, at least part-time. She teaches business at Lincoln Way High School in New Lenox. It's been on a hybrid plan for a couple of weeks now.
I do feel prepared. We had these guidelines established over the summer.
There's more of a challenge behind reopening high schools than elementary. There's usually more people in one building, and students have varying schedules that have them moving around to different classes. Budney says the students are fidgety, but they're adjusting to the safety guidelines together. She wipes down the desks between each period.
Our hallways have been designed so that they're one way. There's a couple of two-way hallways, but they divided it so that you can't cross over.
Budney says she's accustomed to reading students' faces, and that's been a challenge with the masks. But she'll take that over the lack of interaction during remote classes.
But now that we're back, I'm liking it much more. I like seeing the students' faces, well, 6 feet apart anyway.
Across Cook and the Collar counties, there have been a few coronavirus outbreaks associated with schools. An incident of two positive COVID-19 cases or more within a 14-day period in the same classroom can be considered an outbreak. In McHenry County, a few outbreaks occurred during remote learning with only staff at the buildings. On the other hand, Lake County hasn't had an outbreak associated with schools yet, just a few isolated cases where individuals quarantined as a precaution. Since the summer, schools have been changing their plans. Budney says her school intends to finish the semester on this hybrid schedule, but who knows?
2020 has been, cannot predict anything anymore. Cannot predict.
Susie Ahn, WBEZ News.